Let's go.
Talk radio.
Let's go, y'all. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, as you call in, if you want to be on the air, please press the number 1 on your phone keypad, and that will give me heads up that you want to be on the air with me, okay? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Let's see. I wanted to tell you guys something before I got started into the show, but maybe I've forgotten. I guess it wasn't important, huh? Anyhow, let's look at today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is acapella. A-C-A-P-P-E-L-L-A. Acapella is an adverb or an adjective. It says without instrumental accompaniment. So you say, hear somebody say they sing acapella. That means that they just, you know, they just got up there and grabbed the mic and went for it. They have that type of voice. No band, no, you know, music in the background, nothing. That is true acapella. All right, 818-301-5834, and that's actually a good word for you guys to grab a hold of and stick it in your vocabulary, okay? Acapella, without instrumental accompaniment. All right, now today's weather right now, let's get an update. Right now it's 52 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 72, partly cloudy, a low tonight of 38. And on Wednesday, we're looking at a high of 52, sunny degrees, and a low of 32 tomorrow night. So it's going to be down to freezing on Wednesday night. And then Thursday, we're looking at rain and 58 degrees. And we'll go into Friday into the weekend with sunny skies and 56 degrees. Okay, so that's your weather, and today should be good, tomorrow should be good, Thursday should be rain. Again, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome, Neil. I know I've been saying that, you know, my show is growing, or our show, because this is not just my show, it's you guys' show as well. The show is growing so fast. That's why I keep saying that it's the fastest growing radio show in the South. But it is growing really fast, starting to get attention, and it's kind of weird, okay? But I'm getting so many emails and people texting me every day. I go to work, people come up to me and ask me about my show or what did I talk about if they didn't listen to it or whatever. I mean, it's just growing really fast. And I tell people all the time, it's not me, it's the people that listen to me. All right, it's the people that listen to me who helps the show grow. And they tell other people. Oh, I know what I was going to say. There was a classmate of mine, high school classmate of mine, that's stationed in Iraq. And she sent me a Facebook message asking how to listen to the show. And I don't know how their stuff works over there. All I asked is, you know, what's your time, you know, behind ours or in front of ours or whatever. And that's, you know, I told her how she could go on the line and listen to the shows, archive shows or whatever. And that's pretty exciting. Okay. But that's what I wanted to share with y'all, in that we're starting to grow across the water. And that's really pleasing to me. All right, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Now, today's episode is entitled, Why is there so much gay and lesbian activity on TV programs today? So I want to discuss why is there so much gay and lesbian sexuality in television today? Because when I was growing up, you know, this was taboo. You gays and lesbians, you know, were not, if I can say that, they were not popular. They were actually being bashed as much as possible. Okay? I don't know where the turnaround came or where the turnaround happened and is starting to be a part of the norm today, but I don't like it. And you know, I mean, I'm just another person out there, another little voice that says, I don't like it. But it seems like I know that the gay and lesbian communities are growing really fast. Okay, there's even, I did a show on this, there's even a school to be opened soon in Atlanta. The first of its kind is a gay, I forgot the letters that they use, but it's a gay and lesbian private school for kids. They're going to start from kindergarten to 12th grade. And it's a private school. And they say it's open to all people. Not just, you know, gays and lesbians, but it's also open to straight kids. Now, I don't want my straight kid to go to a gay and lesbian school. And it's going to cost $30,000 for your kid to go there if you decide to send your kid to this school. Now, all the administrators and the teachers are also gay and lesbian. So, you know, what's happening in society is that people are starting to figure out, I'm going to, you know, if we as adults can walk around or publicly show our affection for another man or woman, you know, we are the same gender, then we have to be the ones who send that message to the kids. Now here's what I'm saying is that's my problem. Why are the adults pushing this way of life onto their kids or even other people's kids? Why is that happening? Why do you want to open a school for gays and lesbians? A school where you have kindergartners through 12th graders. Kindergartners and these little kids are very impressionable. And if you're going to be teaching this way of life to these kids, I mean, I don't know what they're going to be teaching, so to speak. Okay. But I can guarantee you that at some point they're going to teach the gay and lesbian lifestyle at some point. And because of that there lies my problem. Okay. Now I call men who like men gay. I call women who like women lesbians. Okay. So I have a problem with gay men. I don't have a problem with lesbian women. I mean, you know, I've seen it, whatever. They do whatever they do, what have you. But I have a problem with gay men. I just can't understand it. I can't get it through my thick skull. Why does another man want to be with another man? Okay? I can understand these women wanting to be with other women. But I can't understand these men wanting to be with other men. And then I don't understand these men who are not openly gay. They are gay, but they're not openly gay. And then they want to have a relationship with a woman and a relationship with a man at the same time. That blows my mind. That really blows my mind. And you call them the down low brothers. Right? The down low brothers. I don't care. You're white, black, Mexican, Latino. I don't care what you are. Asian. I don't care what your nationality is. You're still gay. Or you're still a lesbian. Now, why are they so prevalent in TV today? You see all these shows now, just about any show, especially the nighttime shows, some of these, now I don't watch these shows, but I'm not sure if Scandal and things like Hit the Floor or some of these reality shows, I'm not sure if they all have, you know, homosexuality in them. I know that Hit the Floor does. Hit the Floor it's about a basketball team and some cheerleaders, and one of the guys on the basketball team is gay. And he came out in the media. Media was surrounding him. He came out in the media, and he actually kissed his lover on camera. Okay? Then the next thing you know, they were showing them two in bed together. And they talked about some things, and then they closed the scene out with them saying something to the effect of, I don't care who that is on the phone. I'm busy right now. And then both of them pulled the covers over their head and went under the cover together to another scene. That is hysterical to me. Why is it in TV? I know, you know, TV wants their ratings and this and that because the gay and lesbian communities are huge and they're growing every day. And they're not only growing in adults, they're growing in kids. That's what bothers me. What bothers me, you know, are the kids. I mean, if you think about it, you know, is the population going to start to shrink? Because you've got these, you know, homosexuals, gays and the lesbians, you know, who aren't interested in having kids. They may adopt a kid. That's another problem of mine. But being in TV, you got Empire. Now, Empire is known right now, but Empire has a gay couple in it, okay? And if you guys, everyone that's in this has called into the show, if you want to be on the air and speak about this, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll put you on the air, okay? Now, I stop that because I see so many other people who are just now tuning into the show. Okay. So I wanted to say that, but the gay and the lesbians who are on TV with Empire ratings have fallen because of they're showing, I think, a little bit too much gay and lesbian gay activity. Okay. Hit the Floor is the same way. The networks are showing this stuff because the gay and lesbian communities are turning to watching these programs because they do have their lifestyle within the program. So, you know, from a network standpoint, they got straight people, they got gay people, and whatever else they got. They trying to touch base with everyone. They don't want to leave anyone out. That's the goal. But because of that, because of some of the gay activity that happens on the show, I don't watch it. And I'm sure that some of you don't watch it because of some of the gay and lesbian activity that happens on these shows. And then the gay and lesbian activity that's in your workplace. That's starting to be really, really heavy in the workplace. And they aren't ashamed of it. They aren't ashamed of it. The kids now are not ashamed of being homosexual. And that's a problem. And the TV is going with it. 818-301-5834. You guys, please call me and comment on this topic about having gay and lesbian activity on TV programs. Now, I haven't seen any homosexual activity on one of my favorite shows. One of my favorite shows is Power. Okay, I hadn't seen any gay or lesbian activity on there. I don't think I will because who's behind the show? And some of these reality shows like Love and Hip Hop with this Stevie J and Jocelyn, you know, she like men and women. I think she like women a little bit more than she like men. But this girl Jocelyn, she is really, she's a piece of work. Okay. And then the singer, K. Michelle, she likes women too. So you see her and Jocelyn kissing each other. It's terrible. And then you turn around and go to like, there's another Love and Hip Hop. I think it's New York. Don't hold me to this. But Love and Hip Hop New York. Now, these guys on Love and Hip Hop New York, I haven't seen any gay or lesbian activity there. Now you do hear about these guys getting all these different women pregnant. These guys kind of pushing each other around over a certain woman. But I haven't seen any gay or lesbian activity on that show. I don't watch the show. I have watched it before, but I'm not a regular viewer of the show. Okay? My favorite reality show, so to speak, is The Kardashians. And you can kick me around for that if you want. Send me a message or whatever. But that's my favorite show. That's the number one rated reality show on TV. Now, I like it because they're rich, and you can see they're rich. See, I'm the kind of person who I like to dream, and dreaming to me is the way that you push yourself to do more. Okay, if you dream and you build your dream, you will push yourself to do more. Okay? You may not believe that, but the human brain is a powerful, powerful machine. And if you love homes, then go out there and look at some nice homes. Go out there and go into some nice homes and look around and see what's going on, and you'll understand what you have to do in order to accomplish something like that, if that's what you want. Or you go out there and get some ideas, so when you build your dream home, you can incorporate those ideas into your dream home. That's the way you dream. Cars, you go out there and drive a Porsche. Go out there and drive a brand new Cadillac. They don't have any problems with you driving it. Now, the problem is that if you do drive it, you're going to want it. And then the problem is with the brain is the brain starts to figure out, how can I afford this car? Okay, if I move some money here, move it there, do this and do that, I could probably afford $900 a month payment. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it'll be. I'm just saying, that happens. Okay, I had a friend of mine had a $1,200 Mercedes payment, and he was late every single month. I mean, that's because you can't afford it. Anyway, so, getting back to the episode, I just don't understand. Well, I do understand, but I don't get putting all this gay and lesbian stuff on TV. Okay? Now, guys, just lost my screen, but here, there it is. But now today, I don't know. I have a few more minutes left in the show, but I wanted to talk about that because someone brought it up to me and asked me. They said, Frank, why is there so much gay and lesbian activity in television? I gave him my opinion, but so I wanted to do a show on it and share with you guys what my opinion was. And tomorrow, I'm going to have a more serious show tomorrow. I'm going to talk about, you'll hear about it. Okay? I won't give it away right now, but you'll hear about it. But don't forget to tune in tomorrow. And all of you guys who are on my list for show notes, you'll get those. And everyone who's a friend of the show on Facebook or Twitter, you'll get those show notes as well tomorrow. And all of you guys online on my show page or at Blog Talk Radio, if you guys can click on that icon that says follow this show, and go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Excuse me. Starting to lose my voice, but there you'll be able to, follow the show, whether it's through Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, or Twitter. You guys can find me. And if you want some of your friends to listen to the show, just tell them to Google. Go out there and Google the Frank Williams Show. Or just Google my name, Frank Williams. It should come up there, and then, hey, you're well on your way. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I appreciate everyone. Take care of yourselves. Let's see. I want to leave you with something. I see one of my best friends are out here on the show today. So here's to you, bud. Take care, guys. I'll see you in about 20.
It doesn't matter who.